Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
As you know, one of the greatest Irish inventions of the last century, the 20th century, was, I think it was 1998. It made such a difference to everyone's life. It improved the general state of the nation, the general happiness. And that was the invention in 1998, I think in Dublin, of the floating widget in the Guinness can, which meant when you pull the ring on the Guinness can, you got a lovely pint of draft Guinness. Now, a scandal has emerged in the last, 2 hours, according to our Liveline listeners. Sean, do you want to go first? Who spotted this first? Sean.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What's happened? What's happened?
So, Saturday night, steak night in our house.
Yeah.
And I use my pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
It's like an egg timer. So when the pint is finished, the steaks are usually done.
Okay.
So I had my 500 mils from last weekend.
Yeah.
When I was cooking my steak. And lo and behold, then when the steak was resting, if I'm lucky, I have a second one. So the second one actually was bought last Thursday.
Okay.
And came from a slab.
Yeah.
And poured it, no widget, no yes. sound, no head, looked flat.
What?
Tasted what? Awful. So I assumed it was a dud, and I thought, I'll have to get another one.
Okay.
Make sure that. And second one, same thing.
No.
So.
No floating widget.
No floating widget.
And where was the widget gone?
So I shook the can, thinking it was stuck to the bottom.
Yeah.
And no.
Is there something wrong with the widget?
Something wrong with the widget, and then I thought there's something wrong with the can.
Yeah.
So I realised then that the can was smaller than the one.
But the steak is burning. The steak is burning behind.
So I have a smaller.
The kitchen's
can,
on fire.
No widget.
The kitchen's
the
on
fire. The steaks are.
But you're looking for the widget. You're on your hands and knees going around the kitchen looking for the widget. Did you cut can? Did you empty the can and then cut the can?
Didn't go that far.
I see. So you're saying no widget. No widget, no way. And you're saying the can is smaller?
Can is smaller and tastes awful.
And what about the price?
Price, I suppose the slab was bought. It seemed like a good price. Seemed like a deal. So yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful what you purchase.
So you're saying you were charged for a 500 can of Guinness, 500 mil, half a litre can of Guinness, With presuming the widget, the floating widget was present therein, each and every one of them, the little white ball, as it is, an incredible invention, incredible invention. After Guinness Light, they regained their mojo with the floating widget. But you're saying the floating widget is gone, and the 30 mil is gone, and the price is the same?
Well, you see, my wife buys the Guinness for me.
Oh, fair play.
So, yeah, every Thursday.
Sounds like you get it on prescription, Sean, do you?
It's like an anecdote for the weekend.
Yeah.
And so I had to check with her then, because when she gets the 12-pack, there can be deals, and then for the slab, there can be deals. So
okay.
it looked like it was a good deal, but you could get your box of 12 for maybe 15 if there's a deal on.
Yeah.
And then you were looking at getting...
But you want, you want your widget.
I want my widget.
Free the widget. Free the widget. Peter.
Bring hey, widget.
Peter.
How are you?
Could it be possibly true?
Yeah. That happened to me as well on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
Joe.
Oh, no. What happened? Take me through. Now, Peter, take your time. Seriously. Are you sitting down, Peter?
I'm sitting on the bed.
And have you someone... Have you someone in the bed with you?
No.
Okay. Is there someone in the house in case you're not able to go on, you break down at any stage?
There is.
Okay. Where are they? Downstairs?
They are, yes.
Okay. Who's downstairs? It's your...
My daughter and the granddaughter.
Will you say to them, will they put the kettle on just in case their granddad takes a turn for the worse? Tell us, take us through it slowly, Peter, at your own pace.
Yes, it just went out. I always keep it really chilled and drinking Guinness for the past 35 years, Joe.
Yeah.
A loyal subscriber. And, yeah. I was such a subscriber of when Guinness was, before that, Diageo, I used to get a birthday card and a Christmas card delivered to my door. Beautiful Christmas card and birthday card and a voucher for Guinness Draft, a discount.
From who?
So,
You got a birthday card from Guinness's?
Yeah, years ago, every year, without fail, I get a Guinness, a birthday card and a beautiful Christmas card every year from Guinness, and a discount, a vouchers for draft Guinness for my birthday.
Because you're such a loyal customer.
Well, I must have filled out some kind of a form.
Oh,
years,
okay,
years
good
ago.
Man, yeah, that's okay.
But I'm delighted with it, and basically the other night I'd always chill the Guinness into the freezer before I'd have it for a few minutes just to give it that extra temperature.
Oh, right now, Pete, you're taking your life in your hands there.
So I poured it anyway, and I just felt shortchanged. It didn't go up to the pint, you know, up to the full pint with the nice creamy head, and I said, okay, what is going on here? And just for good measure, I said, I'd try another one.
Yeah.
And that came to be effective as well. Yeah. But my wife was sitting beside me, and she noticed that...
You'd noticed that you'd fallen into a weakness, I presume.
But I actually had a mixture of cans. I was at the point purchasing one can from one shop and another can from another shop, and they were kind of mixed.
You were right, you were right. For research purposes, you were right.
And I noticed the difference in size then, and no widget, exactly as Sean said, no widget in the can.
And there the widget was gone.
Well, the whole texture of the pint of Guinness was gone as well, let me tell you.
And are we going back to like the time we used to drink the large bottle of stout from the brown paper bag?
Going back to the...
Is it gassy? What's it taste like without
the widget? It gave a flavour of the old can of stout. You know the can of stout?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The old large bottle of stout, the stubby bottle.
Wouldn't be as gassy now, but it just, you know, totally...
But
totally
did it have the same smoothness, the same creaminess, the same...
Is it
the same shut-eye drink? You know what I mean? You know when you're taking your first sip of a creamy head, you have to close your eyes to fully appreciate it.
You have me longing for another one now, Joe.
So the shut eye is gone?
Yes.
That shut eye sensation is gone with the widget?
Gone. But look, in the grand scheme...
What about the price?
I got it... Will I let you know where I got it?
Yeah, do, of course, yeah.
So I got it, I got a slab in Dunn's reduced from 46 down to 30, which was a good offer. But had I known there was no widget in it, no matter what price the Guinness was, I wouldn't have bought it.
You wouldn't have bought it?
I wouldn't have, if it was 12 quid for 24 euro, I wouldn't have bought it at the widget, because that's what gives the effect of it. It's more or less having a pint at a bar. It gives the same effect as actually having a pint at the bar.
That's with the widget. That's with the widget.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, by the way, as I said to you earlier, I thought you were being extraordinarily reckless putting a can of draft Guinness into the freezer.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's like putting bread in an oven. You have to actually watch it.
Bread won't explode the oven. Have you ever had the exploding can of Guinness in the freezer?
I have.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to go to a counsellor?
Not really, have you
been through counselling over it?
No.
What did you destroy in the freezer?
Basically everything. But it hasn't stopped me from doing it again just to get that temperature. But anyway, it's just for a few minutes, just to give that extra chill, you know?
I know. Fellas have been blindsided. Many is a strong man has been brought low by the exploding can of Guinness in the freezer. And he gets blamped on it then. He gets it in the neck, doesn't he? There's no living then for a week. Dave Dunn, are you there, Dave?
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
No, I don't. I haven't a clue what you're on about, Dave. It just says Dave Dunn, Guinness can. Well, can Dave can?
I can, all right. I bought a slab in Dunn's in Crumlin Shopping Centre last Saturday.
Okay.
And brought them home, and I didn't realise till I opened them they were the small cans, and they poured very, very badly, with a kind of a small Ian Paisley collar, tiny collar, you know.
Yeah, the collar. Yeah, there's nothing like a small.
As someone says to me, it wasn't dancing in the glass at all. It was just come out black.
It was like a Vickers collar. It wasn't like the full Monty that we're using old days. Remember the old parish preachers
wear a
collar that was the width of a stretched fairy liquid bottle. Remember, if you cut it open, you get a massive collar.
But I says, now it must be a bad tray.
Fair play to you, Dave. You were prepared to give Guinness the benefit today.
You're a fair man. On the Monday, I bought another tray and brought it down. But I was talking to somebody who was delivering the cans for the Agio.
You met an expert.
I did, well.
You went to the scientific expert, the fellow who delivers it. And what did he say?
And he said, no, there's no widget in it anymore. It's a fixed widget. That's why you're getting 470 instead of 500 mils. And I said, sure, I'm a mouthful short, you know.
Of course.
And he said, no, there's no widget. It's whatever it is in the can. It doesn't explode anymore. There's no little ball in it, you know.
Yeah.
So the
mouthful short can be the difference between life and death.
Well, look, if you're getting a tray, that's 24 mouthfuls, Joe, you know.
And you've 24 mouthfuls to feed, Dave.
But listen, I rang Guinness's up.
Oh, did you? Good man.
I rang Guinness's up.
You rang Arthur, yeah. Who do you ring in Guinness's? Go ahead. What do you say?
I got a lovely girl anyway, and she explained to me, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I says, the cans are so small. Why are they smaller anymore now? And she says, oh, because of the widget and everything. And I says, that bottle, that canned up in Belfast, why aren't they done in Dublin? Ah, because of the COVID and the whole lot. We have to get all the cans done and everything. I don't know, anyway. But she says, sorry about your troubles, and I'll send you out a voucher for the tray.
Oh, you've started the trend.
What? So everyone ring Guinness that has bad cans, and you might get a tray out of them, you know.
And what, did you ring Guinness and James's Gate?
I rang Guinness and James's Gate, only down the road from me. I'm here in Drimley, so it's only down the road. It's
down the road. You can smell it most days from
exactly,
where you are.
Exactly,
can smell
the
hops.
Days, you
can smell the hops. You still... So, Dave, you worked it out. One slab equals minus 24 mouthfuls.
Well, minus 24 mouthfuls,
and that is,
yeah,
that cannot be tolerated in the Ireland.
Well, that's just
in a
bad,
democracy.
You know?
In a that's democracy.
What do you do? That's why I rang them. I said, they're here now. I'm not having this. So there you go. So that's my story, Joe.
Sean, you say... you say you feel cheated, Sean.
Yes.
Now, choose your words carefully, yeah.
So, yeah, as I said, the Saturday night tradition for the steaks. So whether the steaks will be cooked properly.
Okay, do you want a full explanation from Guinness's? Well, then, I want all of you, Peter, Dave, Sean, I want to be sure that all of you have other people in the house that are close to a medicine cabinet or a fridge, in case you do go under when you hear the explanation. Okay, Peter, have you someone in the house? You have your grandchild. Dave, have you someone in the house? You're not.
My wife beside me here. Yeah.
Okay. Barney. Well, just can you get her to hold your hand, just in terms of to monitor your pulse and that for the news that's coming up after the outbreak. Sean, given that your wife goes out and buys the Guinness for you, I presume she's near you at this hour of need.
She is indeed.
Okay.
I just put one of those small cans into the freezer.
Okay, just in case.
See what happens.
Just in case it all goes bad on us. The bad news after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Our listeners have spotted that this went totally unseen, unheard. Wasn't reported in one newspaper, not mentioned at any press conference, that the widget has gone out of Guinness can, and the cans have gone from 500 mil to 470 mil. Peter, by the way, Guinness have been on to say, are you the same Peter whose birthday falls on the 24th of October?
That's right.
Today?
It is, yes.
Because they looked up, they went up to their dusty scrivener's room and they found files. They have a brilliant archive up there. And they said for nearly 22 years on your birthday every year, you got a voucher from Guinness's.
I did. And it was hard.
And they said they're still waiting on a thank you letter. Okay, this is the word from Guinness's. Brace yourselves, lads. The COVID-19 situation. Did you hear yesterday about fungi?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was listening to Fergal King was down there. And you know, COVID, if fungi is gone, let's hope he isn't. I don't think the country could cope with that. If fungi is gone, it's because of COVID-19, because there used to be 12 boats every single day going out to fungi with tourists. Up to, they came back in June. 12 boats making probably 4 or 5 trips, and that kept fungi going. The boats have stopped, obviously. So fungi is saying COVID is over, COVID is on, level 5, I'm gone. Let's hope he comes back. Anyway, this as if things weren't bad enough this week with fungi gone missing, now the widget has gone missing as well. This is the Diageo spokesperson. They came up with this statement. Oh, that's just, what's his name? Joe Kinnevan, wasn't it Joe? Pat Kinnevan. Oh, brilliant actor. You remember the dance, the Guinness dance? Okay. Are you ready, lads? Peter?
Yeah.
Sean, you have your wife there with you.
I do, yeah.
Dave and Peter has it. Okay. The COVID-19 situation has created many challenges for all types of business, and the brewery is no different. Thankfully, our brewery operations have held up very well. But, regrettably, we have encountered a supply issue with our floating widgets for Guinness Draft in a can. You okay, lads? You're still with us? As a temporary measure, we have reverted to a fixed widget system in some of our can formats until production of the floating widget returns. The fixed widget can is slightly smaller, slightly, though 24 mouthfuls in a slab. Isn't that right, Dave? 24 mouthfuls smaller in a slab. The fixed widget can is slightly smaller at 470 mils. This temporary change was made simply to ensure the supply of Guinness draft in a can. It contains exactly the same Guinness, just in a different can format. We expect, this is the bad news, boys. The bad news, brace yourselves, you've suffered enough. We expect to have the floating widget back in production in early 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Good luck.
500 mil cans with the floating widget are still available in Ireland in the 8-pack format. They'll be gone by 4 o'clock this afternoon, the 8-pack format. Pricing remains at the discretion of the retailer. There you are, lads. That was Joe McKinney, wasn't it? I'm thinking of Pat Kinnavan, who was the other wonderful actor. Was, and Joe McKinney was the dancer. Yes. Yes, yes. The wonderful. Do you remember all the Guinness ads? Sure, he used to work on them himself. He was in arts back in 1976. Remember Sink the Black? Remember that ad? Sink the Black with the snooker table and the pint of Guinness with the on the side. Yes, brings me back. Okay, Peter, Dave Dunn, Sean, good to meet them all. Good, Sean. The Minister for Health has been on to say they'll make special arrangements for each one of you this afternoon in your local A&E unit if you're still in shock.
Come on, Margaret.
Slán.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.